Can I help you?
Hello, is this Jason?
This is Faith.
Oh, hi, ma'am. Good evening. No problem. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling in it, then I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you, give me just a minute, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you very much. So, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you starting to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your age?
51.
Thank you very much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you very much. I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, I want you to please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
And will you say that you strongly approve or you just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Sherrod Brown as senator.
Indifferent.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Marcy Thatcher as Congresswoman.
Approve.
Okay, and will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Donald Trump as former president.
I thought he was horrible, so disapprove strongly.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm just going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. So after I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or aren't familiar with them, just tell me that, okay? So
okay.
Marcy Thatcher.
Favorable.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable, somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. Donald Trump?
Not favorable.
Okay. Are you somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. First Energy?
Favorable.
Okay. Will you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you very much. And last one, Derek Marine.
Marino or just?
It says Marine.
Marine. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. I know a Marino, but
I don't know just Marine.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. And will you lean toward them, or you're sure that you'll vote for the Democrat?
I don't even care. I don't care who they stick in there. I'll vote Democrat. Women's rights. Yeah, all women need to be represented, so they're the only party right now that's doing that. So that's where I'll be.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. So if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Since Michelle Obama's not running, I will vote for Biden.
Okay. Democrat Joe Biden. Thank you very much. Now, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Brown. Democrat.
Okay.
That's the Moreno that I was talking about. Yeah, no, not him.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Oh, well, now I know who that is. Marcy Kaptur, Democrat.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. So Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make any difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
It's laughable and funny, but I would say it will continue to have me vote for her. I don't believe it. I don't put stock in it. So, yeah.
Okay. So will you say that there's no difference or that the statement is not true?
I would say statement not true.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
Okay.
The first statement. In the state, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. So does that make you much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, no difference, more likely, or it is no true?
This is for Marino or Marine?
Marine. It's for Derek Marine.
Okay. I don't know who that is, so I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't think it would change how I would vote. So I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. That's okay. No worries, ma'am. Again, if it makes no difference, you can just tell me that. No problem. So, second statement.
If it's
so
true,
nearly.
Yeah. If mm-hmm. it's true, it's awful. If it's true, but I don't know anything about it. So it's like I would have to say, yeah, it makes no difference at this point.
Thank you. So nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. So, does that make you much less likely to vote for them? Somewhat less likely, no difference.
I mean, just hearing that, I would have to verify facts before. So at this point,
yeah,
there would be no difference. Yeah. So it's like, I haven't heard it. So
that's okay. No worries. I just have a few more statements, and we're almost done. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
So Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marine supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. So Marine even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely to vote for him?
Mm-hmm. If he's the Republican candidate, I probably would believe that just on that, and I'd probably say much less likely to vote for him, but I'm not voting for him anyway.
Thank you, ma'am. So, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies will save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So, based on that, will you say that it makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Just two more statements, okay? So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we fit the bill for Marine's corruption.
No difference.
And last statement, in the state, Derek Marine sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Kind of like everybody in politics. No different.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So I just have a few more questions for classification purposes, and we're almost done. So based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine, or will you still vote for Marine?
No, I'm definitely not voting for him. For me, it would be the women's issue.
Okay, so that was for the reproductive rights?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a minute.
There's a few other ones that I didn't like. If they're true, they're pretty bad too.
Of course. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marine?
Kaptur.
Thank you very much. So, and what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine again?
Too extreme, but I would definitely say because of the reproductive rights.
Thank you very much. Give me just a few more minutes. I'm just typing in your answer. Thank you. So this is, again, just for classification purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
16. I have a bachelor's.
Okay. So that would be a bachelor's degree.
Yes, bachelor's.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent, or something else?
I have been a Republican for 34 years of my life and just I'm switching now because of how extreme they are. I would have to say now I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Will you say that you are a strong Democrat, not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Thank you very
Little,
much, ma'am.
More moderate of a Democrat.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how important is politics to your personal identity?
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
in the 2020.
Yes.
I did Biden.
Thank you very much. Perfect, ma'am. So this concludes our survey. I would like to thank you very much for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.